Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
She's everywhere, calling softball games at the Final Four, the championship game last night. Our own Sloane Martin is joining us again. Sloane, let's get to the oven that you purchased in a minute, because I heard that as a sidebar. I want to hear about the oven. But talk to me about the game last night. How was it?
Well, see, there's two different things. You look at the game itself. Like, if I was watching at home, I probably wouldn't have had such a great time. It was not close. From the very beginning, after the first quarter, it was 22-8 in favor of South Carolina, and it was tough to see Paige struggle. She didn't really get a whole lot of shot opportunities, especially in the second half. But being in the stand, seeing what I thought was just a virtuosic performance from South Carolina was so, so fun. Being around in a big crowd again, I went to a couple Lynx games that I wasn't working last year in the stands, and it was just kind of after that first wave of vaccinations, it just wasn't quite there yet. And then I work a ton of games and haven't been to a lot. So for so many reasons, it was a fantastic time. Our city really showed about how we value this sport. And overall, it was just so fun to see the celebration, the confetti come down, and overall just a dominant team. That's really special to recognize and to remember.
Hey, Sloane, everybody who was downtown will have their own opinion, obviously, about how things went. But do you think Minneapolis passed the test? Based on what you saw, the people you talked to, no issues with crime, you know, a lot of things that are weighing heavily on people's minds. But how do you think we did overall?
No, I know a ton of people that were here in Minneapolis from just the larger women's basketball community, people who I know through broadcasting in the Big Ten, the coaches, and you just start to develop even more of these connections, and you see more on social media too, aside from those conversations as well. And from everything that I heard, it was all enthusiastic and positive, except for the weather. The weather really just did not cooperate in our way. And yesterday was just dreary. I know, Paul, we're all blaming you per usual. It was dreary. It was cold. And even too, I will say one criticism was that I ran into a couple skyways that were closed, which I know it's a Sunday, really? But also, you know, this is a big event. Most people are staying in their hotels. And this was maybe a little farther out. I was going from the convention center all the way back to Target Center, or all the way back to Target Center. So it was like, great, that's a nice long walk for me to do outside here in, you know, 35 degrees. But that would, there might have been small things like that where you're just, if I was from out of town and I ran into a closed skyway, I would just, I don't know, set up shop and live there, not knowing how to get out of the building. But overall, I know that people had a great time. It's very easy in our city to be able to stay downtown and go to multiple different places to take in that big game atmosphere. I think there would have been, you know, larger crowds people would have seen outside had the weather been warmer. But I know South Carolina fans, after winning the championship, were even outside in the snow. This is South Carolina, too. In Columbia, they were all still outside celebrating. So overall, from what I heard and saw, just really positive reviews about our city representing.
Good. Good.
Sloan, did you feel safe? Last, you know, we're getting reports, 6 shot, 1 killed in 4 separate events overnight in Minneapolis. So I know Minneapolis is trying so hard. And, you know, like to Paul's question before, yeah, they did a great job hosting. What about the safety and security? Did you feel unsafe?
I felt like there was a very large police presence. So no, it wasn't really something that crossed your mind. There was really, and a lot of this is for also the players too, and the buses that are traveling around and making sure that they are as safe as possible, you know, when they're in transit from the hotels to the arena. But what I saw was a very large police presence. And actually, when, I shouldn't say that it surprised me, but, you know, it definitely, I think, shows the big game kind of atmosphere that even the Women's Final Four is, and the crowds that it garners. It was back-to-back sellouts at Target Center for the Final Four, both semifinals, and for the national championship game, over 18,000 people. So overall, I think especially being in, you know, a larger group of people, you do feel like it is just kind of this happy, positive atmosphere. So that might not be, you know, always in the back of your mind. But like I said, I walked from the convention center all the way over to Target Center, and it felt like just a quiet Sunday, to be quite honest. And then also there was, you know, my husband Matt ended up parking, forgot what street it's called, but it's like right around Target Field when you're about to get on 394 West. So it's quiet and it's out there. And we just wanted to, you know, have some parking that was, you know, going to be easy to get in and out of. And maybe it's one of those times where you think about that, like, this is a little bit out there, what could happen? But to be quite honest, to me, and I've been downtown many times on the weekends when I did work at WCCO radio, so to me it just really felt like kind of a quieter Sunday in areas that were away from Target Center. So I saw kind of the whole realm of it, from that big game center of everything happening to the outskirts, and having that part feel like a weekend.
And Sloan, that's the question we're asking listeners. If you came downtown for any of the Final Four festivities or the championship game, did you feel safe? Were there any issues? Did Minneapolis put on a good Final Four show? Call us, text us, do it right now. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We'll get to your comments in the next section. I do want to ask you one basketball question, because it seemed like UConn was kind of on the back of their heels almost from when the game started. I mean, it seemed like South Carolina, and it gives me no pleasure saying this, but the Gamecocks, South Carolina, they just dominated the game, and it really came down to rebounds. I mean, at the end of the day, their control of the rebound game was just masterful, and it just shut down UConn, right?
No, it absolutely did. And that's no surprise from South Carolina. They were a low-scoring team. And in fact, they are the team, the lowest points per game average of any NCAA champion in history, which says a lot about their defense and about their rebounding. And Aaliyah Boston, who you would have seen be the player of the game, she is someone who I compare to in my mind. And I hesitate with comparisons because A lot of times they don't work, but she's reminiscent to me of a Sylvia Fowles because of how steady she is underneath the basket, her hands, her passing, her footwork, and just her agility in the paint and around the rim. It is beautiful to watch. And she had, I think, 16 rebounds she ended up finishing with. The final margin was something like 49-26. So you're right that was absolute dominance from South Carolina. But UConn was a team that overcame a lot. Paige Beckers missed 19 games in the regular season. They come back all the way to go to the national championship game, but they were a team that I thought really took advantage of a collapse by Stanford. I thought Stanford should have been in that national championship game, and UConn just really eked it out from a Stanford team that could not get the ball to drop. South Carolina had been ahead in its last three contests so much that they cleared the bench. That's how dominant this team was, how dominant their run was, so no surprise that they were able to come out on top. But the closest it got, I think, was six at one point, and they just have really high-level players. They all buy into their roles. That just a message for any coaches out there. I'm sure they very much want to see that with their own teams, but Dawn Staley very much has that with the Gamecocks.
Yeah, okay.
Before you go, how's the new oven?
You know, I have high hopes for it. This is one of those things where it's like I'm a little.
But you're not a cook, Sloane. We know this about you. You're not. I know.
But you know what? Actually, I have been cooking from home a lot more. I got a subscription meal box, which I never thought I would do. I would think, I don't like cooking. Why would I have someone just send me food to force me to cook? But it has been so fun, and I've enjoyed the variety of the meals and challenging myself, and I know the basics. It just wasn't fun, and I won't say I'm having fun, but more fun than before. So it's one of those things where it's like I'm a little embarrassed to say that I am a full-grown adult over 30 years old that had a stove that was so old that two burners didn't even work. The second one that did was tilted, so you didn't even get like even heat distribution on it. And it had no markers on it at all, had no idea if it was preheated and ready to go, and generally somewhat disastrous to keep clean. So making a big purchase, and it's being cleared out, and I can't wait for how it's going to look.
Yes.
It's a new chapter, yes. Sloane. It's a new chapter.
It is. You know what? Sometimes it's not every day that you make those big purchases, and sometimes you just have to walk in there and do it. And you know what? The reason I was able to get this done is because I have a rainout. It was supposed to be in Chicago for a softball game doubleheader between Penn State and Ohio State. That got rained out already, so it was like time to be productive with all the things that have been on not happening yet. Yep, thank you.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Sloane, you're the best. Thank you for, she does everything from cooking to basketball. To crime. She does it all. She does it all. That's
Thanks,
why she's
Sloane.
The Swiss Army knife at WCC.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sloane.
Paul, I can totally empathize with her not being into cooking or into food, neither of which I am into those things either. But Sloane doesn't have kids, and I own three humans, and when they complain about my cooking, which they often do, I say to them, are you alive? Have I kept you alive these 16 years, 19 years, 14 years? Are you alive? Then I have done my job. Yeah. I have fed you. Yeah. I have not poisoned you. It is enough.
It's not a cafeteria, right?
It's not a restaurant. It doesn't have to taste good. Eat it.
If you don't like what's in front of you, you can cook whatever you want on your own.
And I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. You're alive. That's right. It's calories in, energy expended. Please don't talk to me anymore. That's it. That's all I got.
Good for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.